Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you that we can gather, and as has been said, a remnant, but Lord, there's even more than two here, so it's a big remnant. So we thank you, Lord. We recognize we're feeble and weak and have really nothing to offer, but we come and cry out for your filling us with your Spirit and for us to use these moments together effectively in prayer. And first, we want to just go to your word and just hear from you in that way. Lead us now by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, we are finishing up the last 16 verses of Psalm 119, and I'm really disappointed to be at the end of the psalm because it's so rich, right? It is just so absolutely rich, and these last 11 weeks of going 16 verses at a time have been just a blessing, at least from my standpoint, they really have. So as we look today at the last 16 verses, verse 165 jumped out at me, and so I have a question for you. Do you love His law? Do you love His word? How many love the law? How many love the word of God? It says then that great peace have those who love your law. So how much peace do you have? I haven't heard anybody came in this room yet this morning saying, oh, I'm just overwhelmed with peace. And I have a challenge for you, or for me, really. I'm going to want to go back. I was just thinking this morning, go back and look at my texts. Go back and look at my emails the last week or maybe the last month. And what's the ratio of me sending out the Word of God to all kinds of problems in the world? What's that ratio look like? Really, I don't think our purpose here on earth is to be bearers of bad news, is it? I think our purpose is to be bearers of good news. So, to put all that aside a minute and just look at an old hymn here, like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect, yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect, yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as He promised, perfect peace and rest. So let's just sing this together. Psalm 119, verse 161, princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I've chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. So as always, we've had the best part, and that's the Word of God. There's nothing that comes close to that. But just a few comments as we quickly go through this. We see in 161 that there will be persecution without a cause by the wicked. But my heart stands in awe of your word. So as you hear of Afghanistan, as you hear of the border problems, as you hear of inflation, as you hear of all of the abominations in our schools with the transgenderism and all of the other hideous things going on, does your heart stand in awe of his word? How much time are you in that every day? What is that ratio between hearing all the bad stuff in the world? And do you read a scripture with the same intensity that you read a quote on COVID or on Kabul airport or whatever it is? Or do you read the airport and say, how can that happen? How could we do that? How could that be? Yeah, we could how-to all day long, but it's there and it's going to happen. But his word is true and it's never going to change, and we should stand in awe of it is what the request here is. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. Have you shared that this week with somebody? Will you share it with somebody? Isn't that a great statement? I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying. Yes, we do. How about myself? That's the biggest culprit. Can't do much about others, but how about my own truthfulness? I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I will praise you. And I looked at that and I said, how about reversing that? Do I praise the Lord 1 out of 7 days? Some days, yes. But 7 times a day I praise you. Why? Because of your righteous judgments. And then that verse I mentioned earlier, great peace have those who love your law. Do you think there's people in the world today looking for peace? Do you think there's anybody in the world who's not looking for peace? Well, maybe there are a few. But everybody's looking for peace, but they're not looking in the right places for it. A peace treaty. If we just had a peace treaty. If we could just get a peace treaty with the devil. Boy, we would have it made, wouldn't we? Let's sign a peace treaty with the devil. Well, the devil's not going to honor any peace treaty so forget that. But grace, peace, great peace have those who love your law. And then nothing causes them to stumble. Does that fit you? I don't know. It fits me. Little things don't cause me to stumble. I'm not sure about the big things. Nothing causes them to stumble. And then, Lord, I hope. Now, this hope is different now than it was in the time of David, I think. We have some great scriptures now. For example, 1 John 5:13, that says what? By this we know that we have eternal life. if we believe in the name of the only begotten Son and continue to walk in that name, there's not a hope anymore in terms of, well, maybe it'll happen, but there is a hope, which means blessed assurance in the Scriptures. There's a blessed assurance of God being faithful to His promise. And so my hope in the future is not based on maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't happen, but it's blessed assurance it will absolutely happen because of what He has promised and what He has done for us. Lord, I hope for Your salvation and I do Your commandments. So the I doing part is kind of weak. The hope part, I think, is a little stronger. So maybe I need to work on the I do more than pulling the hope down, right? My soul keeps Your testimonies and I love them exceedingly. Now, when I read verses like this, I recognize, oh boy, I wish I could say that, but it doesn't really fit. But when we get to the last verse here, it fits. It comes into focus. The last verse was, we'll get to pretty soon, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Man, I can relate to that, right? And then that cry, seek Your servant. But back here, my soul keeps Your testimonies and I love them exceedingly. Do I? I pray so. I keep Your precepts and Your testimonies, for all my ways are before You. And again, that's what we want. But as we look at those words, we recognize it doesn't totally fit too well me at all times. I keep Your testimonies and Your precepts, for all my ways are before You. Now, He knows all our ways, that's for sure. Now, that stanza of 8 verses, I don't see a single prayer in it. I see the word in it in every stanza, but I don't, every verse, but I don't see the prayer in it. Now we go back to prayer again. Let my cry come before You, O Lord. Give me understanding according to Your word. What a great prayer. Give me understanding according to Your word. And another prayer. Let my supplication come before You. Deliver me according to Your word. So we have the word, I think, in 5 different verses here today. Deliver me according to Your word. Verse 171, my lips shall utter praise, for You teach me Your statutes. Now we just had verse 164, 7 times a day I praise You because of Your righteous judgments. My lips shall utter praise. Are your lips uttering that? But so again, another ratio. I'll give you ratio questions all day long. How many words of criticism come out of your mouth to words of praise? I just went off the chart on that one. But these are all good things to think about, pray about, and ask help for. My lips shall utter praise, for You teach me Your statutes. My tongue shall speak of Your word, for all Your commandments are righteousness. Let Your hand become my help, for I've chosen Your precepts. Aren't these great verses? Aren't these clean verses? Aren't these pure verses? So refreshing to know that every single word of God is true. It's more than that. It's not just true. It's truth itself. This is truth itself when we're in His word. Let Your hand become my help, for I have chosen Your precepts. And then I long for Your salvation, O Lord. Boy, as we get closer to the end times, as we get closer to the end of life, that verse becomes more and more alive, doesn't it? I long for Your salvation, O Lord. Not that we're not saved. I'm not talking about that. The believing person is as saved the day he received Christ as he is today. It's not that I long to be saved. But what does salvation mean? It means being with Him forevermore, and it means being brought to a Christ-like state. It means being born again. It means to being like Christ, and that I long for because I'm not there yet. But He's promised to bring us there. I long for Your salvation, O Lord, and Your law is my delight. Is the Word of God your delight? When you really want to be delighted, do you go to the Word of God? What do you go to when you really want to be delighted? Now this says, the psalmist says, Your law is my delight. Verse 175, let my soul live and it shall praise You. Again, a praise word there. And let Your judgments help me. Amen to that. Boy, we need help, always. And then the very real, bring it into focus again, because this most of this psalm has sprinkled in it some great things. I will do this, I will do that, I will keep this, I will keep that. And I look at myself and I say, I would like to be able to say that, but I can't because I don't always will do it. I do it sometimes, but here I can relate to this. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. So the example in the scriptures of us are sheep, right? And what do the sheep need? They've got to have a shepherd. They can't find their way back. They go over the brow of the hill, and they can't even find their way back over the brow of the hill. And so as I look at that, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. But then that cry out, seek your servant. Seek your servant. It's good to have God Almighty as our one who seeks us, right? You think he'll have trouble finding us? No, I don't think so. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. They're written in my heart. I cannot really totally forget them. I can stray from them at times, but I do not forget your commandments. So 176 verses, probably 172 or 3, all about the Word of God. So as we talked about at the beginning, this is the meditations on the excellency of the Word of God. So you want to get into the Word of God, spend some time in this psalm, among others, but this is all about His Word. Father, we thank You. As we see ourselves in each of these verses to a degree, and as we see You in each of these verses, which is more important. So eyes on You. And oh, Lord, this morning, help us to use this time in prayer effectively, because we would be attentive to You, Holy Spirit, and we would be praying as You would lead us to pray. And we have several people here this morning, and so there's only one way we can all agree on every prayer, and that is that it's of You and led by You. And so give us that sensitive heart to speak out when You have things for us to say, and to be quiet when You don't have things for us to say. And but may this time be one that would honor You, give You glory, and may there be effective, fervent prayers, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. We may get it, we may not. That sounds like it.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Yeah.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. Lord, as we go our separate ways, may we just stay focused on you, and may that light shine forth, reflecting from each one of us. May that salt-like quality of creating thirst for you and also as a preservative against the wickedness be forthcoming from us as well. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for meeting us here again. You're always so faithful, always faithful. So we praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.